It's Grant Nelson who's joining us here, our McCall Monument Monumental Radio Player of the Game. Grant, first of all, congratulations on the win. It probably has to feel nice to finally have a nice second half, get one of these blowout wins, and really take care of business.
Yeah, we really wanted to focus on coming out strong and extending our lead in the second half, and we played great defense, and our shots were falling tonight, so it felt good.
And Grant, the defense was starting from the beginning, really established itself, and you were able to create some offense off of that. And I know that's a lot of what you want to do. It hasn't been there quite as consistently. What was working that allowed you to get some of that transition game going?
I just think we had deflections on defense, and we got the board, and we got out quick. So when we get out quick and we get into transition, we can get it to our playmakers. We get it to our big guys down low, and we just can make shots and make plays.
Obviously, your role has really expanded on this team from a year ago when you graduate three all-conference, one all-state player, and you've kind of taken over the lead role, so to speak, both offensively and defensively. What has that transition been like for you, and what's it been like for you to kind of be the leader of this team as opposed to that fifth or sixth guy in the rotation?
I just think with 3 years of varsity experience, I've kind of been waiting for this moment, and all the upperclassmen before me kind of taught me what it was to do to work hard and what it took. And so I just think I built off that, and everybody had confidence in me starting, and I have confidence in all my teammates. So we just go out and play ball, and it just happens. I get a lot of shots, and I make them. So.
Well, and it seems like you do a lot of that in the first half. When I notice it, when you're trying to get things going early, you're not afraid to shoot it if there's any opening. And right now, as of we're talking, you're leading 3A and three-pointers made. What about your shooting did you work on to take it to that next level to become a guy who's a threat every time you're holding the basketball?
I just honestly just practice, make sure to get my stroke down just over and over again. The more reps I get, the more comfortable I get. And every time I just get my feet set, I feel comfortable shooting it no matter who's in my face.
Well, and Coach Schulte talks about that extra pass, and that seems to set up the three-point shooting. How big has that philosophy been this season with the number of guys and the talented guys? You guys go eight deep in your rotation, and on any given night it feels like one of those guys can go off.
Yeah, it's really good. There's no pressure on anybody to score. We know whoever has a ball in their hands is going to make plays, is going to make shots. And so we're never afraid to make the extra pass. We're never afraid to drive and kick because we know whoever has the ball in their hand is going to make the right play.
Well, and obviously – you guys are 15-1 now and undefeated in the conference, but it hasn't been easy. Teams have really been challenging you, especially in that third quarter where things seem to kind of get away from you a little bit. What are the things you guys are working on when you do have practice? You're playing a lot of games, but when you do have practice and look at film, what are some things that you're looking at that can clean up a little bit that will keep teams a little bit further behind? I know it's not easy because they want to beat Pella, obviously, but to keep that 12 or 15-point lead coming out of halftime as opposed to some of those comebacks that teams are trying to make.
We just work on just help defense, make sure everybody knows their job, everybody sticks to their job, and focus on the one-on-one battle first. And we know our offense, a lot of our offense comes from our defense. So if we can get it figured out on the defensive side, which we are every game and every practice, that can lead to more offense and more scoring.
Well, you mentioned defense, and this year's team, it seems like it's taken a big step in that department. What has really allowed you guys to at times really be able to suffocate teams, just like you do against Oskaloosa here, even against Grinnell last week where you just held them to 2 points in the fourth quarter? It seems like when you guys are playing defense well, you're really hard to beat.
Yeah, it takes a lot of hard work and on defense, and with our length and our athletic ability on the perimeter, with Parker being strong, being long, and Noah just being aggressive on top, and even Carl and Ryan. They're all doing a great job of extending out and not making anything easy. And that's what we build our defense on, is grit and intensity, and just on the three-point line, it's very important.
Let's talk a little bit about just where this team is, and I'm glad you brought him up, Noah Allen.
Yeah.
You guys were undefeated coming into his appearance in the season, and obviously he's come out, and I think he's been in double figures every night so far. You've seen him since last summer.
Yep.
What has he brought to this team that could take you to that next level?
Well, just coming into the season, we never really had a true point guard, which we never were really freaked out about. We knew how we played, but going along with the season, people could tell that we didn't have a primary ball handler, and we were turning it over a little bit more. So I just think Noah, first of all, brings a true point guard into our offense, somebody who can run plays, somebody who can lock down on defense, and somebody who can make the right pass and still hit shots. He's a huge scorer. He's intense on defense, and just his presence is felt, and he's intimidating. He's a great ball player who's going to play at the next level, and it's really exciting to see.
Well, and obviously the disappointment of Des Moines Christian probably lingering with this team a little bit. What did you learn from that, and what are you guys carrying from that, even if you're giving up some leads here in the third quarter, that has allowed you to hang on to games? Because that's the one that got away.
Yeah, it kind of just makes you mad, and you keep thinking about it. And when you come out of halftime, you're like, okay, let's kick it in, because this is when it's time. And it slipped away from us that game, and it should have never it never should have happened, but games happen like that. Shots don't fall. Sometimes it's, there's slip-ups, so we don't want to forget about it, but we want it to motivate us in the future.
We're here with Grant Nelson, Pella High senior, who is wearing a very special sweatshirt, and we're going to talk about that in just a second, but let's talk this Friday. You got the number two team in the conference, or a top 10 team in the state. You were able to beat them on this floor, Dallas Center Grimes. They got two of the best guards in the state. Your thoughts about that matchup and what it's going to take for you to keep this undefeated streak going?
They're great. Luke Rankin and Cole Glasgow, great ball players, great. Probably one of the best backcourts in the state right now. So I just think, first of all, it starts with defense. It starts with what we can do and how our defense just leads to offense again. And it's an exciting matchup. It's always fun to play one of the top teams in the state. It's going to be an exciting atmosphere, and so we're always excited for that.
I didn't get a chance to talk to you this football season. I know you're a big football guy.
Oh, yeah.
And you are going to keep playing football for Coach Mack here at Central.
Yes, sir.
First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
What kind of led to your decision to stay here at home and play for a great program?
I just love what Coach Mack has built at Central, and each visit there, I got more excited about, and I was like, this feels like home. And so I was ready to pull the trigger at the end of January.
Well, and this football team this year was all about guts.
Yep.
You didn't have kind of the explosive offense you've had in the past and leaned a lot on your defense specifically. What did you learn about the game of football playing at this level, especially this season, that you think is going to translate well when you are with Coach McMartin and that team next year?
I just think it doesn't matter the size. It doesn't matter the strength. It matters the grit. And whoever you have around you, that's who you build a relationship with, and that's who you're going to go out to battle with each and every night, each every day. So just the relationships I built on this team and how we really trusted each other and played through each other.
And then last question for you. You had an older sister who played sports at Central, and there's a lot of guys who you played sports with last year who are at Central as well. How exciting is that for you to kind of carry on that tradition? I imagine they've passed along their good experiences.
Yeah, my dad and my grandpa actually played at Central too, so it's kind of it's running along in the family. So I'm really excited about it. It's great to be the next one down, and I'm excited to play football.
Grant Nelson, a senior point guard, joining us here for the Dutch. Congratulations on a tremendous season so far. We look forward to a lot more games.
Thank you very much.